Penguin Random House Audio presents Lost and Founder, a painfully honest field guide to the startup world. This is the author, Rand Fishkin. To my grandparents, Pauline and Seymour, my mom, Jillian, and my wife, Geraldine, your love and support were my first investors. Introduction: The Startup Cheat Code. Universal truths we learn by age 12. Never feed a mogwai after midnight. Breakfast cereal does taste better if you substitute chocolate milk. And, most relevant to our story, the first time you play a new video game, you'll suck. The controls are foreign. The game mechanics are inscrutable. Make it through level 1 and level 2 will undoubtedly get you. But that second time around, you'll do better. And if you play for a few hours or a few days, you'll start to feel the flow. Eventually, you're unstoppable, in the zone, a juggernaut of win, the ruler of your castle, though in this case, the castle is probably your parents' basement. But even if it's your first time playing, there's a way to jump ahead of the learning curve. Cheat codes. Starting a business works this same way. The first time you build a company, it's scary as hell. Accounting? Payroll? Customer acquisition? Recruiting, hiring, fundraising, people management? No wonder first-time founders, like first-time gamers, die on the first level. Customers won't pay, employees quit, your investors make your COO your boss, then fire you. You will very much want to retreat into a basement and play video games for several long hours, possibly years. The good news, there's a cheat code here too. In my third year as a first-time, what the hell am I doing, CEO? I got an email from a Seattle entrepreneur I deeply respected, inviting me to join a local group of startup movers and shakers at a local bar. When I arrived, I was introduced to a handful of people whose names I knew from the startup news websites and blogs I followed. These were founders and technologists I'd read about, but never thought I'd meet. Basically, the coolest nerds in my universe. I played it cool. We drank, we talked, well, they mostly talked, I mostly listened. What I heard shattered my long-held illusions about startup life. These men and women were scared, just like me. They were uncertain. They struggled. They felt fear. They needed help. Those who'd been through an experience gave advice and offered assistance to the first-timers. The longer we stayed and the more we drank, the more vulnerability emerged. No one pretended to have all the answers, but when someone had insight, they opened up. When I got home, I tipsily typed an email to myself with some of what we talked about. I stared at it, trying to figure out if it was possible to avoid the pitfalls, a way to not suck the first time around. Here are some of the more tactical takeaways I learned that night, apart from four Tom Collins's are one too many. Raising prices for your product every year, or two, and grandfathering in existing customers is a great way to increase loyalty and grow your profit margins. We did this several times over the next few years. It worked like a charm. If you want to raise money from an investor, ask for help with your business. If you want an investor to help with your business, ask for money. From later experiences, I can verify that yes, this totally works. Many voting rights for funded companies have some provision that gives special consideration to preferred shareholders. Usually these are the investors, but smart entrepreneurs know this and thus will buy a small amount of preferred shares in their own companies during a funding round, so they will also share these rights. The Hacker News website, news.ycombinator.com, has an algorithm that filters out high quantities of votes from a single geography. So, if you want to ask your friends to help upvote something to page one, make sure they're not all in the same city. Also, make friends in other cities. Recruiting for software engineers is best done directly by founders. Find people who look interesting, uncover a connection you have to them in your network, get an intro, meet for coffee, get them excited about your company, and if they're not interested, ask who they know who might be. Not one of the group's members had success with external recruiters, at least not in the early stages. Oh, and Craigslist still works way better than most of the other job sites, at least in Seattle. How did these entrepreneurs acquire this knowledge? How did they have answers to questions I didn't even know I should be asking? The answer? They had startup cheat codes. Sadly, it's not as easy as the Konami code. The hard way to earn those codes is experience. You struggle through a problem, follow conventional wisdom until you prove it's not working, make all sorts of mistakes, and then, eventually, stumble onto a solution that succeeds. It's agonizing, but sometimes it's the only path available. The cheat is to have connections to people, mentors, advisors, friends, family, partners, employees, who've been through the problems you're facing before and can give you a map out of the woods and onto a path that works. You need to be willing to listen. You need a network whose problems and solutions match. But when you can short-circuit the painful quagmire of stumbling through an issue alone, it's gold. That's one of the biggest things I've learned about startups. It's dangerous to go alone. You want people around you who've been through this before and are willing to openly share their experiences. That's why second and third-time entrepreneurs have such better track records than their first-time peers, and why investors are so much more likely to back a founder who's been through the game at least once before. This book is one really long cheat code. I wrote it so that you don't have to repeat the mistakes I've made, so you can leapfrog the wasted months, the wasted cash, and the heartache too many of us endure, so that if you don't live in a geography with lots of other startup founders, you can still get the inside scoop. To unlock these cheat codes, you'll need context, stories, data, and thorough explanations. And I won't just share the tactical tips and tricks. I have to include the ugly, heartbreaking realities too. If I held back out of fear or a desire to make myself or my company look better than it is, I'd be failing you. That's why this book is so transparent about the things founders don't normally discuss. Money, depression, layoffs, failure. I'll tell you how I turned down a life-changing acquisition and how I regret it to this day. Hell, I'll even read you the email. I'll walk through how we raised money and explore why it's so rarely the right move and why it may even have been wrong for us. And I'll show why so much of classic Silicon Valley startup advice is flat-out wrong, mangled by survivorship bias, and only applicable to a tiny subset of companies and founders, even though it's dispensed to everyone with one-size-fits-all uniformity. The next 17 chapters are here to dismantle the shady logic born from the oversimplified, opaque stories of what startup success looks like. Instead, I'll share real stories, show real numbers, and offer real solutions. How the Valley Fooled Us All. The aggrandized archetype of the startup founder is powerful and pervasive. These entrepreneurs pull themselves up from nothing and create jobs, wealth, and world-changing tech despite their meager beginnings. It's also total bullshit. University of California, Berkeley economists analyzed shared traits of entrepreneurs and found that, in reality, most come from backgrounds of wealth and privilege. I complain about having no friends as a kid, but let's be clear. I had a friggin' Nintendo game console in 1989. That's basically the child equivalent of a free Coke hookup in the 80s. But anyone can succeed in the gold rush of tech startups, right? That's the whole point, isn't it? Nope. Sorry. More BS. More than 75% of early-stage technology companies fail to return their investors' capital. Never mind make a profit, according to a Harvard Business School cohort analysis. If we look only at tech-centric, venture-backed startups, it's more than 90%. Even surviving the first few years was no guarantee of success. A full 50% of the companies still alive in year four went under. Founders are usually young, just out of school, yeah? Nope. The Kauffman Foundation found that most founders are between 35 and 44 years old, not the 20-something college dropouts epitomized by popular culture. If this data has you questioning the way you think about startups, good. It should. I hate these mythological stories for a personal reason. I spent a decade pursuing this precise, vaunted myth of startup success and went off the rails. As a white...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?